You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the 10th annual Tate Music Prize. The 10th anniversary of the Tate Music Prize will be celebrated on the 19th of April. But in the lead up to that, we have the winner of the Independent Music New Zealand Classic Record this year has been announced. And we have the winner on the line. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome onto BFM, Moana Maniapoto Jackson. Hello, Maniapoto. Is it Maniapoto or Maniapoto Jackson? Moana.
No, I divorced that one.
No, probably. You divorced him out the door.
Jesus,
Moana Maniapoto.
1998.
I wasn't sure of that. I'm sorry. But Moana and the Moa Hunters are receiving New Zealand's Classic Record Award. Woo! For Tahi.
Yeah.
Now, I remember when that came out. Moana, I remember when you released that album to much acclaim. How did it go at the time?
I think it went all right, actually. It did. It went all right because, I mean, this is a long time ago. I had to Google it to find out what's on it because I know, the title track, Tahi, and Kua Makuna, there's a remake on there.
What about Black Pearl?
Yeah, Black Pearl's on there. So because I'm up to my sixth album now, so, you know, I sort of would get mildly irritated when people would come up and go, can you sing Black Pearl? I'm like, yeah, nah, haven't done that since. Like,
so I guess it's mildly irritating to be called the classic, to get the Classic Record Award, is it? Must be mildly irritating.
Now I have moved on, seriously. I mean, how fabulous. It's really wonderful. But I did have to go and have a look at it, and I thought, well, my old mate Angus MacDonald, McNaughton, sorry, he was just such a wonderful producer, and he was so much fun to work with. He let me drag him out to schools to sample kids doing the poi and try and shove half a dozen haka performers into his tiny little recording booth. And he was just, he had such great energy and creativity. So I really loved working with him.
I think that's probably why it was nominated and then I guess received this award, because there was, at the time, that sounds like people do all that stuff all the time nowadays, you know, but it's at the time that was really groundbreaking, you know, using traditional instruments and taking traditional waiata and putting it into some pretty funky ass grooves.
Yeah, it was, and I remember going somewhere, because my old professor at Waikato University, Hidden in Melbourne, he was kind of reclaiming Tonga Pūoro, and it was very much in that folk music space, and I remember saying to Angus, what if we sampled slaps and haka stamps and poi, because they're really percussive, and try and build up some rhythm tracks like that. And he collected about 40 samples. We went out and did some, you know, got people to do different sounds from haka and all that, and we had such an awesome time layering that all up in the studio. It was really creative. And then Hareru Aupuhama, who was one of my mates at the time, just the most amazing orator as well as singer, so I sort of dragged him in there and said, you know, do your thing like you do on the Marae, and he looked at me like I'd lost the plot. But, you know, he was hugely influential.
Now, you, I mean, there's also, as well as Black Pearl, which was number two on the charts, you know, it's a song about strong Māori women, and then you, the next song after that, the next single after that was A-E-I-O-U, and about the sort of teach the rest of New Zealand how to sort of start off learning te reo.
Yeah, A-E-I-O-U. So yeah. That started off as a jingle at Aotearoa Radio, which was I was doing a little bit of work there as a talkback host. Manaripia wrote the little chorus line as a jingle to help people pronounce te reo properly, so we just I just kind of wrote all the extra bits around it, and then Te Re Moana wrote a rap, and you know, next minute Bob's your uncle, and there we are. And then we did this awesome video with Kerry Brown. My God,
it was an awesome video, actually. That one, styling. That was definitely styling.
When I looked at that, I thought, oh, look who's in there. There's Tim Weta Morrison there, and there's Mika, and there was just I think there was an entire couple of St. Stephen's Māori Boys College, you know. We kind of threw everybody. My dad, who came up to Eden Park to watch the All Blacks, hey, Dad, come over here.
Jump in the video.
Yeah. And a guy who was a bit of a gangster who had a full-face muckle. So back in that time, there weren't any.
Yeah.
You know? And so Kerry was a really important part of our...
He was a big supporter, wasn't he?
God, he did great videos for everybody, didn't he?
He sure did. You played with in front of the Nation of Islam with the Neville Brothers, New Orleans Neville Brothers, and, of course, got to perform for Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was a humble performance. It was when he came out here to thank the protest movement. So I was in one of those churches in the city where he spoke. And, you know, Herb's performed there as well, and then me and my group sang a couple
Perfect.
Of songs. And,
Perfect.
Yeah. I got to have a hug with him. So I sort of turned to him and I went, oh, my God, you're the one of them, I can't believe it. And I thought, oh, shut up, woman, you know.
Hey, Moana, congratulations on being the winner of the New Zealand Independent Music New Zealand Classic Record at the 10th Annual Tape Music Awards.
Did you say it was on the 19th?
I said the awards are on the 19th. These awards will be presented alongside the official 2019 Tape Music Prize at the Tape Music Prize 2019 ceremony, April 16th. Sorry, I've got the date wrong. 16th,
oh,
Q
okay.
Theatre in Auckland, in case on Tuesday. Tuesday, okay. 16th. I just saw those 19s there, and you know, sometimes you put the dyslexic eye
just checking,
juggle
it
around. Put that on the whiteboard. 16th of April for the acceptance. But congratulations, for you know how great after 10 years to actually how many years? It's not 10 years. It's
no,
10 years of the awards.
It would
be a good. What are we talking? 16 years.
No, I think it's a bit more. You know, do we really have to get into the mess?
26 years. It's 26.
Do we
years.
Have to get into the mess? Really?
No, but it was a long time. What year was it? 93?
93.
Sweet mercy, 25 years.
25, yeah. That's all right,
though,
eh?
Yeah, not too bad. And I mean, this is the thing. It planted a seed, which now, you know, we got Lillian Tia. Lillian, you're at the local international massive kappa haka who haka down at the...
Kia ora Fires,
look,
Lillian here.
Look, you've got Alien Weaponry in the lineup for contemporary.
I know.
There's a classic bloomin' legacy, you know.
There's a bit of Tarayo there too.
I love them.
You know, they're great, aren't they? Good guys as well. And amazing success that they've got. Hey, we're gonna play the dance mix of Tahi. Do you wanna tell us a wee bit about that and why there even is a dance mix and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, the song Tahi began with a verse from Rui Apehama, which we experimented with on the Roots version, and then Angus and I thought, let's just see if we can freestyle some kind of a dance track out. So I wrote some words, and then, I'm really pleased with the song. I still love it.
Hey, Moana, congratulations.
Thank you.
All the very best. Lots of love to you, and well done.
Thank you. Thanks for your support. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Moana and the Moa Hunters, the dance mix of Tahi, Kiko Tahi Ra.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.